Good afternoon, and welcome to the Acasta Verde's fourth quarter 2024 earnings conference call. This is your conference operator. Currently, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Following the company's remarks, we will open the call for questions. If you would like to ask a question, please press star one on your telephone keypad. To withdraw your question, please press star two. Please note that this conference call is being recorded and will be available for replay on our website at www.grupoav.com. It is now my pleasure to hand the call over to Mr. Edgar Maldonado, Chief Financial Officer of Grupo Acasta Verde. Mr. Maldonado, you have the floor.
Thank you, Operator, and good afternoon, everyone. We appreciate your participation in today's earnings call as we review Acasta Verde's consolidated result for the fourth quarter 2024. Joining me today are Jesús Acosta Castellanos, our CEO, and Hernán Treviño de Vega, our General Counsel and Operations Director. Yesterday, we released our quarterly report for the fourth quarter 2024, which is available in the investor section of our website. We encourage you to review this material to gain a deeper understanding of our performance and to contact us at inversionistas@grupoav.com with any questions. We are committed to keeping you well informed and truly appreciate your continued interest and confidence in Acasta Verde. Before we begin, I would like to remind everyone that during this call, we may refer to certain non-IFRS financial metrics. These do not represent a financial analysis of our result in accordance to IFRS and will be mentioned only to measure the company's operating performance. Additionally, this call may include forward-looking statements or subjective analysis that may involve some risk and uncertainties. These expectations, beliefs, and projections are expressed in a good faith basis and with the understanding that management believes there is reasonable support for them. However, we cannot guarantee that they will materialize. Actual results could differ materially from these forward-looking statements. We encourage you to review our financial statements and quarterly report for a more detailed description of the company's risk and operational performance. With that, I would like to hand the call over to Jesús Acosta Castellanos, our CEO, who will provide an overview of our performance.
Thank you, Edgar. I would like to welcome everyone to Acasta Verde's fourth quarter earnings call, and I take this opportunity to wish you all a prosperous and successful 2025. We are pleased to share our results for the final quarter of the year, which reflect the strength, adaptability, and efficiency of our business model, even during the challenges of a complex economic environment. Looking back at 2024, we take pride in what we have accomplished. We successfully navigate challenges while optimizing our operations, maintaining high occupancy rates, and delivering value to both our tenants and visitors. The growing preference for our shopping centers translates into higher visitor traffic and strong tenant demand. Our commercial partners report stronger sales performance, reinforcing Plaza Sendero's position as a key retail destination. During 2024, we continue making significant progress in our strategy to create unique experiences for our visitors. A core pillar of this effort has been the transformation of our tenant mix, with greater emphasis on entertainment and recreational activities. This strategic shift has enhanced the attractiveness of our shopping centers, ensuring that visitors enjoy a more diverse and engaging retail experience. A key milestone in the fourth quarter of 2024 was the distribution of our second dividend for the year, totaling 250 million pesos. This brought our total dividend distribution for 2024 to 500 million pesos, a significant increase from the 125 million pesos distributed in 2023. This increase clearly reflects our commitment to delivering share value and underscores our strong financial position and ability to generate attractive returns for our investors. Beyond these activities, we reaffirm our commitment to environmental sustainability and governance best practices. One of our most significant initiatives was launched of the WIN, the Initials for Working Women in Action, a program designed to promote gender equity and professional development for women within the company. Additionally, in governance, we place greater emphasis on cybersecurity, ensuring that 100% of our employees underwent training to strengthen our digital security framework. These initiatives reinforce our dedication to sustainability, social responsibility, and corporate governance best practices. We are confident that our disciplined approach and the solid foundation we have built will allow us to continue generating sustainable and profitable growth. Now, I will turn the call over to Hernán Treviño, who will provide more details on our operational performance.
Thank you, Jesús. The strong operational results we achieved in the fourth quarter and throughout 2024 were the result of disciplined portfolio management, proactive leasing strategies, and a consistent demand for commercial spaces. At the end of 2024, our portfolio consisted of 18 shopping centers across 9 Mexican states, with a total GLA of 468,000 square meters. This represents an increase of 6% compared to the previous year, primarily due to the incorporation of Senderos Ensenada. Our occupancy rate continued its steady growth, closing at 95.6%, an increase of 1.6 percentage points year over year. Throughout 2024, the foot traffic continued its positive trend, with our shopping centers welcoming approximately 109 million visitors, representing a 2% increase compared to the previous year. In the fourth quarter alone, foot traffic reached 29 million visitors, indicating a 1% increase versus the same period in 2023. In 2024, vehicle traffic increased by 0.5% year over year, reaching 24 million vehicles, while in the fourth quarter, approximately 7 million vehicles entered our parking lots, a 3.2% increase versus the same period of the previous year. We can notice that vehicle traffic increases at a slower pace than foot traffic, mainly due to shifts in urban mobility. More visitors are opting for public transportation, ride sharing, or walking. At the same time, carpooling is increasing with more groups arriving together to the shopping centers. Despite these changes, our parking lots remain a key advantage, providing convenience, security, and easy access, while our shopping centers continue to be popular destinations for shopping, relaxation, and entertainment. Our leasing activity remained strong throughout the year. During the fourth quarter, we renewed and signed new leases for a total of 17,000 square meters of GLA. This leasing performance resulted in a lease spread of 10.93% for the fourth quarter of 2024. For the full year of 2024, our lease spread stood at 10.27%, based on a total of 62,000 square meters of replaced and renewed leases. This demonstrates a continued demand for properties and the resilience of our necessity-based shopping center model. From a maturity perspective, 53% of the GLA leases have a long-term expiration horizon extending to 2028 and beyond. These leases represent 32% of the fixed rent. In terms of collection efficiency, we maintain a solid performance, reaching 102% for the quarter and 101% for the full year, highlighting the financial health of our tenant base and the effectiveness of our collection processes. With that, I will now hand the call back to Edgar Maldonado, who will review our financial results.
Thank you, Hernán. For the fourth quarter, NOI grew 15% year over year, reaching 375 million pesos, with an NOI margin of 90%. Looking at the full year results, NOI totaled 1,432 million pesos, 13% higher than 2023. The NOI margin was 89%, in line with our historical performance. This increase in NOI was primarily driven by higher rental income, which increased 12% year over year, supported by strong tenant demand, positive lease renewals, and higher occupancy levels. I would like to emphasize that the NOI figures presented are on a cash flow basis rather than an accrual basis. While some companies may choose to present NOI on an accrual basis, we consider that reflecting on a cash flow basis provides greater accuracy, transparency, and supports better decision making. Please note, for ease of reference, if a comparison were to be made on an accrual basis, the company's NOI for the fourth quarter 2024 was 375 million pesos, representing a 12% increase compared to 340 million pesos in the fourth quarter of 2023. And for the full year of 2024, the NOI stood at 1,464 million pesos, a 13% increase compared to the same period of 2023. For a comprehensive reconciliation between NOI on an accrued basis and cash flow basis, please refer to our quarterly report available on our website under the investors section. Moving on to our accrued base indicators, total revenue for the quarter reached 449 million pesos, representing a 20% increase compared to the 373 million pesos recorded in the fourth quarter 2023. In addition to the growth in lease income, a key contributor to this quarter's revenue was the sale of a land parcel in Santa Catarina, Nuevo León, for 29 million pesos. For the full year, total revenue for 2024 reached 1,646 million pesos, with a 15% increase year over year. The primary driver of this increase was rental income, which totaled 1,534 million pesos, an increase of 12% from 2023. This increase was mainly driven by higher lease renewal rates, new tenant addition, and improvement in occupancy levels. Operating EBITDA for the quarter reached 301 million pesos, a 14% increase compared to the fourth quarter in 2023, with an EBITDA margin of 70%. For the full year, operating EBITDA totaled 1,177 million pesos, up 15% from 2023. The EBITDA margin for 2024 stood at 71%, 1% point higher than the previous year. We also continue to strengthen our balance sheet. At year-end, our total debt stood at 4,486 million pesos, reflecting a 7% reduction from the previous year. As a result, our loan-to-value ratio improved to 10%, down from 13% in 2023, driven by lower leverage and the increased appraisal value for shopping centers. Our cash position at the end of the period stood at 2,628 million pesos, a 6% increase compared to December 2023. This figure reflects our commitment to maintain financial discipline and a strong capital structure. This result confirms Acosta Verde's solid financial and operational performance, strengthening our ability to generate consistent cash flow. With that, we conclude our prepared remarks and open the floor for questions. Operator, please proceed with the Q&A session.
Thank you. We'll now be conducting a question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. A confirmation tone will indicate your line is in the question queue. You may press star 2 to remove yourself from the queue. For participants using speaker equipment, it may be necessary to pick up your handset before pressing the star keys. One moment, please, while we poll for your questions. Thank you. I'm not showing any questions at this time. I'd like to hand the call back over to Edgar Maldonado for any closing comments.
Thank you all for your time and interest in Acosta Verde. This concludes today's conference call. If you have any questions, please do not hesitate to contact us.
Thank you. That does conclude Acosta Verde's fourth quarter 2024 conference call. You may now disconnect.